The Arkansas Punishers, a minor league football team based in Little Rock, had a successful inaugural season this spring. The team had an undefeated season, won the Southwest Minor League Classic Championship, and received an invitation to a national tournament. Officials also announced earlier this week that the team will move from the Triumph Football League to the Amateur to Professional Developmental Football League, a higher-tiered division in the minor league world. To catch up on the season and learn more about what comes next, today we're speaking with General Manager Chris Goodman, as well as two Punisher cornerbacks, Keewon Kelly from Camden and Akeemian Parks from Pine Bluff. Chris, I'm going to start with you. Can you give me the history behind this team? I understand there are other minor league football teams in the state, but why was this the team that you wanted to bring to Little Rock?
I personally have been in minor league football for about 6 years now. And usually Arkansas has been like single A teams. We're just playing for fun, you know, just because we love to play football. And then here recently, me, Terry Jordan, Justin Bowie, who's our owner, came together and we were like, you know, Little Rock and Arkansas really has a lot of talent. We could really go national with this and put Arkansas on the map. Because for the longest, at least in our region, Oklahoma, Texas, of course, Missouri, those teams have kind of ran our region. So then when the Punishers were coming together, a lot of us have military background. I served in the Army. Justin was in the Marine Corps. So that's where the Punisher name came from. And then moving from there, you know, we brought in a lot of guys that we had played with or played against on other teams. I believe we're made of three former teams that kind of observed together or absorbed together. And then moving from that, we wanted to really give, because watching Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas City and Missouri really run the minor league scene kind of got old to us down here in Arkansas. And we were like, we can do that. You know, we have the players, we have the resources, we have the talent, we have the front office people to do this. Why not do it? So last year, really, I want to say June or July of 2019 was when we first started. So then we went into last spring of, or no, 2020 was when we started, not 2019, sorry. So then we went into the spring of 2021 and really, like I said, played our inaugural season. We didn't know what we would have yet. We didn't know player-wise. We were still learning each other, a lot of new things, and ended up going undefeated. So when we did that, you know, we were like, hey, it's here. We got it. There's no need to take the slow step to move forward. Let's go. And that's when you saw today, we officially announced today that we're joining the APDFL, which is a AAA league. There's a lot of D1, Division I football players that play in that now, NFL guys that play in that league now. Arkansas, besides the Razorbacks, you don't really have, you know, football here, especially in Little Rock. So that's what we want to be, is Little Rock's football team, but we also want to represent the state of Arkansas as well and really put Arkansas on the map.
So, Keewon, what attracted you to the team? Why did you want to try out and play?
Just competing with just Akeemian and some other guys from like Pine Bluff, just watching their games and just tying my game into theirs. And just like Chris just said, we just got tired of just like Missouri, like just them in general, just like making noise down here when we actually had like players that actually can do better. When I say better, our team is like dominant. I'm cocky about that and I love it. I love them. I love here. So yeah, so I'm fighting for it. So yes.
So were you all already playing on another minor league team when?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about that. How, like, did you guys grow up playing like high school football and that sort of thing?
So I played at Camden Fairview. So I kind of knew him, but not like that. He graduated a year ahead of me, but Watson Chapel, like Pine Bluff High. So Camden Fairview, we did dumb. So, I mean, we got to take. So I went to Henderson State. So after Henderson State, I just want to continue just pursuing, just like playing football. So, and then just like seeing his game and actually him playing with the Hawks and everything, it's like, dang, it just got something got to shake. I just want to tie my game into just actually playing, you know, just playing with them. And so here we are, undefeated. I mean, going to AAA. I mean, putting everything on the line. I mean, Punishers. What can you say?
Like, Keewon, what's your background in playing football? You started in high school in Pine Bluff, you said?
Well, I started playing football when I was around like 4 years old, playing Little League, and all the way from about four up until high school. And I graduated from high school in Champaign, Illinois, but I played in Arkansas up until 10th grade. And when I came back to go to UAPB, the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, and play football. And I end up, you know, some things happened as far as playing college ball, and I still had love for the game, and, you know, still wanted, you know, to play and to, you know, show my talents. And I found out about, you know, semi-pro football, and, you know, I ended up joining on the team, joining the Hawks. And after the Hawks, you know, it was coming towards end, and we all decided that, you know, if we were going to go somewhere, we were going to go as a team, and we would take our whole nucleus and join someone. And then the Punishers popped up, and, you know, our coach was telling us, like, hey, you guys need to go over here. It'll be good for you guys. You know, it'll be a good look. You guys had a talent to do it, so, you know, it would make a lot of sense. And we all joined the team, and it was the rest is history. You know, it just – we all gelled together. And it was kind of instant, you know, it didn't take long. And it's more like a family vibe than anything.
Well, what does it mean to be able to have the opportunity to continue playing a sport you love kind of at this high level? Because I think a lot of times, you know, kids grow up playing whatever sport it is, and they get to high school, they might get to college, but then most of them don't go pro and they think that that's it. So what is it to kind of have this middle ground or this like stepping stone as an opportunity to continue playing?
For me, it's, you know, I love the game of football. So, you know, anytime I can get out there and play and, you know, be on the field, because I feel like when I'm on that field, I'm at peace. You know, that's a safe haven for me. So any opportunity I get to go out there and play, I try to take advantage of it. But I would say, like, for younger guys, it's an opportunity to get yourself looked at. You know, even if you don't get recruited out of high school, you know, you can come join a team like ours who's gonna, you know, promote you and put you out there so that you can be seen, versus some high school coaches won't even do that. And so this organization, I feel like, you know, if any young guy that, you know, you want to get recruited or anything, if you have trouble getting recruited out of high school, the Punishers is a team, you know, that they can help you do what it is that you're trying to do, whether you want to go to college or you want to pursue you know, a career in football, if you want to just, you know, maybe play in a different league or something so that you can get paid. So they provide opportunities for us to do all of that.
So yes, it's just the love of the game, just acting, just to play and compete at a high level. So just going out every Saturday, just competing, let's say like War Memorial. I mean, what Arkansans do not want to play at War Memorial? So I mean, just go undefeated, just play teams out of like Texas and all around, just beat them. So it's the Punisher way. You gotta keep the Punisher way going. So just like you said, if you want to keep pursuing, act like playing football, the Punisher way is the way. So come to Punisher way.
So talking about kind of that pipeline, Chris, what would you say the goal of offering this team is? I mean, is the idea that you'll get your players recognized and they can go play pro, or what is kind of like the thought process behind that? Or is there just a lot of different motivations? Because everybody has a different background.
Our main focus is getting our players out of here, because a lot of Arkansas high school athletes are overlooked because we're so close to Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi, these states that have strong recruiting pipelines already into colleges. A lot of our guys here get overlooked. So, you know, the main focus of our team, like I said, is to get guys out of here. It's my job on the team as well to send off film from our guys, to talk to the colleges, to talk to the recruiters, talk to pro recruiters. A lot of the time, I'm on the phone with college recruiters and everything like that. It may not be the big D1 offers that everybody wants, but there's a school out there that will take you, no matter what you know size you are, how good you are. There's a school that will take you, and a free education is a free education. You can't beat it. You know, so then that's for our high school players and our college eligible guys. That's what we'll do for them. And then some of our guys like Keemian and Keewon here, I try and get them some pro tryouts with arena teams or the CFL. Obviously last year with COVID, we weren't really able to talk to the CFL or do a whole lot, but this season we're going to go full force into trying to get our guys, you know, a pro arena is the next step from here. Obviously the CFL or NFL is where everybody wants to end up, and it's doable. You know, I like to tell people that it is doable. There have been guys who've gone from minor league to pro arena to the NFL before. So I tell our guys, you know, to stay in the weight room, stay training, and let me help you help me. You know, if you show that you can work, you put in the time in the weight room and on the field, you have great character, you know, and you're out here just being an outstanding citizen as well, we can get you looked at. There's pro arena teams all over the country. The CFL constantly has combines down here that we can send guys to. So it's really, you know, helping everybody and helping all the athletes that I can move forward in their athletic career.
I understand that there is room on your team for more. You're having a open workout this weekend and then tryouts are soon. Can you tell me a little bit more about that if folks are interested in participating?
Right. So this Saturday will be our last open workout. We kind of got late started on the open workouts over the summer just because we went undefeated and won a championship. So we gave our guys time off. You deserved it. We're having an open workout. It's at War Memorial Stadium, but it's on the side field right across from Wendy's. When you drive by, you'll see us out there. That'll be at 5 p.m. Everybody's welcome. It's free. Just come out, you know, no matter your athletic background. You just have to be 18 and you have to have completed your senior season of high school football. You can't be a senior or a junior and haven't played that yet. Also, we don't really, if guys want to come work out that play in college, they can. We can't really do anything with them. But anybody that wants to come work out, that's what the open workout's for. And then tryouts are being pushed back a little bit because we received the bid to play in the national playoff championship. So we're moving tryouts after that. We don't have a set date yet on those yet, though.
Well, tell me more about the national championship. It's a tournament. Is it for the previous league that you were in?
No, so this, it's a four-team regional playoff. And then it's between different leagues. It's whoever won the leagues around here or accepted the bid. So I think our first matchup is September 11th. We'll be playing a team out of Oklahoma that we've never played before. So, you know, it's a bunch of nationally ranked teams. And then from there, I believe the championship game is played in Florida. Out of our region, that's when we go to play in the championship game. And winning these games is really how you gain national notoriety, obviously. So, you know, really, this is for to be a first-year team and to play in something like this, this is huge.
So it's been a very successful first season by all accounts. What are you looking forward to next in the future? It sounds like you've got a lot in the pipeline already.
Yeah, so moving forward, we want to continue to try and play at War Memorial Stadium just because that's like what Keywon said, that's everybody's dream as an athlete to play there. It's a big college stadium. And then I'd really say the 5 to 10 year goal is to try and be Arkansas's first professional football team, whether that be NFL, XFL, whatever league is around then. You know, NFL will be the hardest to do. But if we can get an XFL franchise or something like that where it's big and Arkansas is on the map, that's what our ultimate goal is.
No reason to not dream big.
Exactly. That's what I tell our guys is if you don't dream big, then you're not really dreaming. I mean, what are you – set high goals because if you achieve those high goals, then, I mean, you're where you want to be.
Well, thank you all so much for taking the time today. I appreciate it. It was so nice to meet you guys, and best of luck with the future. It sounds like there's plenty going on, and it sounds like all good things.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More information about the team, including details on this weekend's open workouts, is available on the Arkansas Punishers social media channels. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.